I'm Angie, and you're listening to Sidebar. Welcome back to another episode of Sidebar. And with me is a very special guest. It's Snowflake. You want to say hi, Snowflake? No? She's just staring at the mic. She doesn't want to say hi right now. But we might hear her say hi here in a little bit. She was just getting comfy, and then I decided to move her. So if you hear any strange noises in the background, it's most likely her. I'm also gonna give her some snacks while she sits with me so she's not completely mad the entire time. Alright, so for today's episode, before I even go on to today's episode, I notice like there's been like two episodes that I just randomly forgot to put the end song to, so I apologize. This is me making a note to myself right now that I'll put the ending song to the episode. I am still just figuring out, you know, myself and scheduling, doing stuff for the podcast and school and stuff. So bear with me through this transitional period, even though we're now approaching month four. And hopefully I have basically a schedule my brain worked out. I just need to actually execute it. But thank you for bearing with me through this transition. But yeah, I decided that today's episode is going to be Am I the Asshole? Now, I know it was like, what, last summer or maybe even like before that, like Am I the Asshole posts were like a really big thing. And I know I totally missed the train on it, but I'm kind of in between like research stuff right now. And if everything goes according to plan, the next two album episode and the episode after that, they'll be like connected in a way, hopefully. I need to get my shit together. But yeah, look forward to the next album episode. I'm excited. It's definitely someone I've been wanting to do for a while for our album episode. And it's going to be Eminem. I just don't know what album to, which Eminem album I'm going to do. So I guess you'll find out with the episode. So just brush up on your Eminem, you know? If you haven't listened to him, go listen to his greatest hits and stuff. I'm pretty sure there's like an essential Eminem playlist somewhere out there in the universe that you can go find. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure on the album yet. But that will be the album episode. Now, so like I was saying, I'm going to do Am I the Asshole? I know I did one fairly recently. I want to say I did it like early February, if not mid-February, but I mean, February is like, what, barely 3 weeks? So, then we're also at the end of March, so I would say it's been like a month. You know, they're not too close together. But yeah, so we're gonna do some Am I the Asshole posts. Now, these are all from throwaway accounts and stuff. So any names, if there are names mentioned, or either are the names in the throwaway account story, you know. And I have 7 stories. Haven't read any of them, just their titles. And yeah, in today's drink, it's been a while since we had a hydration episode. So everyone, this is a hydration episode. Go get water. Go get some electrolytes in you too. Just hydrate. Let's take a break on the alcohol and let's have a hydration episode. So yeah, drink your water, my friends. So, now, which Am I the Asshole one are we going to do? Okay, we're going to start with this one. Am I the asshole for telling a former friend that she was my motivation to change? Interesting. So let's begin. I, male 29, met my former friend at work back in 2003. 2013. Gosh. My brain is just, I'm so used to saying like 2024 or 2020, 2021, 22, 23. You know, I'm so used to saying that. That's hard to say 2013, you know, because you don't say 2013. Because my class didn't. It was just 2013, not 2013. But it's weird hearing, this is a random sidebar, but it's weird hearing like 2024. That sounds weird. Like, you could say 2013, but you can't say 2024. It just doesn't sound right. It sounds too far off in the future, even though that's now. It is 2024. That's the year we're living in. No, I don't think it was like that way in the rolling 20s. Like, 1921. They wouldn't, well, 19,021? Maybe. I don't know. Anyways. But, yeah. So, I'm going to restart that first sentence. I, 29 male, met my former friend at work back in 2013. She was a year younger than me, and we actually went to high school together but never crossed paths. We clicked, swapped numbers, began to hang out more and more, in which time I began to develop feelings for her. Time was never right, it seemed, to ask her out properly, but we would go on friend dates. There's quotes around friend dates. Dinner, movie, road trips, family parties, so on. Those aren't friend dates. Those are dates. Like, maybe, like, movies and dinner, sure. Like, I would go, like, with my friend out to eat or something. But, like, I guess a road trip. The family party seems more datey, you know? Like, if I was hosting a party and invited my friends and my family, that's different than, like, me, well, I don't know. Okay, you know, it's like the more I think about it, it's like, but why couldn't you just bring your friend if like everyone's close? Like, family parties are a little bit more of an intimate setting if it's just family and you're the one friend that got invited. But I mean, I wouldn't say it's not unheard of. Just don't call them friend dates. How about that? Just be like, we go hang out at each other's parties, you know? I take back my statement. You can take your friends to family parties if family is okay with it. Anyways, I thought we were really close, but then she just stopped and ghosted me 1 week before my birthday. We had plans, so I couldn't figure out why, but left to give her space. Her family said she was good, so I left it at that. 6 months later, I get a save the date for her wedding. I didn't know she was dating anyone at the time. 2 months after I get the invitation in the mail, it had the wedding website on it where it had their story. She ghosted me the day they met. Their wedding was on their first anniversary. I knew then how much of a simp I had been. I treated it like a bad breakup and took my frustration out at the gym. I had been going constantly for 3 years now. I'm not the 5'8", 345-pound guy I was. I'm now just under 200 pounds. Part was also due to a medical issue I had. I'm now in better shape and not just a shape round. This is all what they had posted, not me. Last week, I bumped into her. She asked how I was, and I said I was good. Some awkward pleasantries later, she asked what happened for me to make such a change. I was honest and said at first it was her and how much she hurt me, and I took it out at the gym. But I realized it wasn't for her anymore, it was for myself. She looked taken aback at that, and we left it at that and said our goodbyes. She went on a long, she sent me a long message on social media, apologized, but said that what I said was very hurtful. She said I didn't have to be an asshole about it. She said I really had changed and not for the better. I didn't really know how to respond, so I asked my significant other, who knew everything, about the message, and she said she sees both sides of things, that I should have not been so direct about it. There are others as well saying I am an asshole for the things about what I said to her, need an outside opinion. Was it an asshole move? TIDR. What did that mean? Hold on. I'm dumb. It's not an I, it's an L. So it's too long. Didn't read. Basically was the proper child for friend zone, got ghosted by her and decided to change, saw her years later and told her how she hurt me was cause of the change in me. So am I the asshole? So a reminder of our Reddit asshole meter. It's either you're not the asshole at all, you're not to blame or whatnot. Maybe not to blame. I don't know. You're just not the asshole. Then there's the butt cheek where it's, you're really not like the bad guy, but there is like a, like not, maybe you're not at fault, but you weren't looking that great. And then there's the butthole where it's like dead in the middle. It's just like, kind of like almost everyone's the asshole. And then there's just the full on asshole where you're in the wrong. You're the asshole. So for this one, I'm a little bit torn between not the asshole and like a butt cheek, because her being your reason to go to the gym, like it's unheard, like it's not unheard of when people get like quote unquote revenge party after a breakup. And you admitted that, you know, you took this as like a really bad breakup and stuff, because you did have feelings for her, even though you guys were like just friends and, you know, like, I think the part I'm having trouble on is like, it's, I guess it kind of just feels like maybe both of you were like feeling each other, but since neither one made the move, she decided to dip because she met someone else that she thought was interesting, or maybe not interesting, but like was interested in a romantic relationship. And since she straight up ghosted you, that was your quote unquote breakup, and it caused you to go take your frustration out on the gym. And then you got into shape and stuff. You ran into each other. Yada, yada. It's, I don't know. It just, I don't think you needed to tell her. Like, I don't think it was wrong of you to be honest with her, but I don't think you needed to tell her either on why she was your, on her being your reason to change, you know? Because I could also see it from like her perspective. Like, she liked you enough as a friend, at least we know that for a fact. Whether it ever she developed romantic relationship, romantic feelings for you or not, we at least know that she liked you as a friend, which means she liked you for who you were, you know? And I just had to cough there for a moment, sorry. And the fact that you told her, like, oh, I changed myself for you, even though later on it eventually became for me. Like, you're saying that she changed, she made you want to change who you were, and that was the person that she liked, you know? So I could see her finding her in that sense, you know? But yeah, I mean, I guess technically you're not the asshole. Like, you're not at fault for, like, being honest with her, you know? But I can see how your words could hurt her. But I guess technically, no, you wouldn't be the asshole in that situation. All right. The next one is... All right. Am I the asshole for not sending a message to... Oh, wait. Before I read this one. Reddit... What did Reddit say about you and your... Yeah. So Reddit also said for the last one that you were not the asshole either. So now we're officially on to the next one, which is... Am I the asshole for not sending a message to my stepped... Quote... There's quotes around this. Stepdad of his brother's passing. All right. So, some background. Me and my stepdad got on fine initially when my mother was around. Sadly, she passed 13 years ago. From the moment she passed, he stopped being a father figure. My brother moved in with my grandmother, and I decided to stay at our house. All right. background, there's a lot going on in the background, and it's giving me in very short bursts. So, person who wrote the post is that him and his stepdad, or they and their stepdad, got along really well while mom was still around. You know, everything was great, peachy. Mom passed, and from the moment mom died, stepdad was just like, yo, I'm not going to be your dad anymore because why, I guess. And just kind of like dipped. Now, they have a brother that moved in. Yeah, they have a brother that moved in with their grandma and them. So I guess the author decided to go live with grandma, and brother came to join them because stepdad stopped being stepdad. He stopped playing dad, or being dad. I shouldn't say playing dad, being dad. So that's where we're at. I guess it was the last minute, the last reminder of my mom and didn't want to give up my house. Okay. Oh, the house was the last reminder of their mom and they don't want to give it up. Okay. I feel like reading this seems just so choppy. My stepdad would leave the house for weeks, leaving like 30 pounds for me to buy food, and if I'm lucky enough, for electricity and gas. I was 15 at the time. Oh, shit. Okay. So that's what the... Okay. So, mom, that's why... Okay, this is making sense. Mom died when he was young, and so stepdad, like, while he was still guardian of him, like, wasn't around. It was just absent. And grandma was living in the house with him. Like, it's like was the mom's house and stuff. They're all living together. Brother came to stay for a while after mom's passing. Okay. And stepdad would just leave money and be gone for a few weeks at a time. Okay. I'm starting to understand. And they were 15 at the time. Dang. Okay. And at his dad's own words said, this is what he says. And in his own words, at 15, said, I was a man. Okay. I would have my friends around to just be around others. He would come home every once in a while, but ultimately left me to fend for myself for weeks and months at a time. Then, when he found a new partner and his kids came to England from America, a complete surprise to all of us here, all of us in my family, as we didn't know he had kids, he started wanting me to look after his kids during my half term, which I refused because as far as I was concerned, it was not my job to feed and look after his children while he would go out with his friends. Eventually, he asked me to leave the house. My family on my mother's side was furious, but in the end, I left to live with my grandma. Since that day, I have refused to interact or talk to him. I don't have severe anger towards him. I just don't want to ever talk to him again. Okay, makes sense. Moving on to the present day. Last week, my auntie found out stepdad's brother had passed away. While I had no personal issues with my stepdad's brother, I really don't know the man. I saw him like 5 times when my mom was alive and then never spoke to him again as he just wasn't ever around. My auntie strangely had been making a massive deal about it, how no one on my mother's side of the family had reached out to him more. In particular, she is upset and disappointed that I chose not to message stepdad. I made it clear that while I don't wish him ill, I have not spoken to the man for over a decade and would like to stay that way. My brother has informed me that she has constantly mentioned how what I did is wrong. I feel like I have set my boundaries and just want zero interactions with the man, but maybe I'm in the wrong. Am I the asshole? I'm writing this in a lunch break, so happy to clarify details later. If anything is unclear or any other information may be needed. Edit, sorry, just to clarify, as I think I was not being clear. My aunt did not want me to report the passing. She was upset I had not sent my condolences. Okay, I'm just curious real quick. It doesn't... so far, I'm not seeing an update really on this. So, or like any edits or whatnot. But no, I don't think you're the asshole. Like, I don't understand why your aunt's so hell-bent on, like, him not being part of the family anymore when he chose not to be. Like, the moment he stopped, like, trying to, like, care for you and stuff after your mother's passing, or at least set you up in a safe, nice home, either with your mom's family or with himself, you know, and he just kind of completely just dropped the ball and dipped. Like, the fact that he did that, that was the moment he chose that he was no longer attached to that side of the family anymore. He's like, my wife's gone. There's no reason for me to stay. I'm out. That was his choice based on his actions. That's what he said. And he like spontaneously had like a completely other family in a different country. And he just like shipped them fucking over. I was just like, hey, you person that I sometimes remember is in my custody, take care of these other kids that are now in my custody. And you're just like, no, I think it was right for you to set those boundaries. And yeah, I'm like, kudos to you for not holding any anger or severe anger, as you said. But yeah, completely wash your hands of that man. No, like if he clearly has the ability to be a great parental figure if he was while your mom was alive, you know, and you also don't know the man that passed, but like it seems like at the time when your mom was alive he was like doing the dad thing and like having you get to know his side of the family too, which is great, but you can't just suddenly stop once like your partner's gone and just completely abandon, you know, this child you decided to like help raise. Yeah, and, you know, like, when someone passes, oh, bless you, snowflake. But when someone passes, you know, it's really not your job to give condolences, especially if you don't know the person and stuff. Like, let the family or immediate party to the deceased, like, let them do their grief thing, you know? And if you feel like you're not a part of that, sure, you can, like, give your condolences if you want, but if you don't want to talk to the person, then don't. Like, it's not your job. You don't have to be, you don't have to comfort someone if you don't want to, you know? As much as that sounds bad, and you have to be compassionate to others, there's also, like, being compassionate to yourself. And if it's only just gonna give you strife, don't fucking do it. Nah, you're not the asshole at all. What does Reddit say? Reddit says, not the asshole. What do some of the comments say? Not the asshole. My phone don't want me to read it. One person's like, not the asshole, but perhaps a simple email might suffice. Another person says that, yeah, you don't have any obligations to your stepdad. Another one's like, tell her to send him a sympathy card. Yeah, if your aunt's all hell-bent on this man being, like, still, like, a part of the family, or at least give condolences for his loss, why doesn't she fucking do it? Okay. Let's see. Let's do this one. Am I the asshole? Female 26 for ditching my boyfriend. My best friend. Female 22. Ooh, best friend. I, 26 female, want to see a movie with my BF. See, it says in the title BF female 22, but here it says BF male 22. So I think the BF isn't best friend. I think it's boyfriend. Okay. So with my boyfriend, male, 22, for a while and had asked him to see it with me about 2 months ago when it first released. He said he wanted to wait until the crowds were smaller and that he had a free set of tickets that would be good until April 1st. I said okay and didn't bring it up again as I've been busy with work and I try to be mindful of his budget. He's been unemployed for a year. That was in parentheses. Yeah. I was like, I couldn't remember the word and I'm just staring at it. And sensory needs. He is very sensitive to sounds and crowds. Last minute, he remembered he had free tickets and asked me to see the movie, and I said yes on the condition he shows up on time to be able to go to the theater. He needed to commute to me as he lives outside the city with his parents and I live in the city alone. He said he would try and gave me an estimated time about that would make us late. I told him I would appreciate it if he came early as the commute would be very tight as his estimated time suggested we would be late and miss the beginning of the movie, and again, he said he would try. An hour before the commute, I messaged him again to remind him to be on time. He told me then that the reason his commute would be delayed is because he needs 1 hour to poop. I shit you not. He takes his time to do this and shows up late. Sidebar real quick. I don't understand. I think 30 minutes is excessive, but I understand guys like to just sit on the toilet for whatever reason. Like, if I sit longer than like 5 minutes, I feel like my sciatica is going to spasm out on me. I don't find that area comfortable. Like, just do your business and go. Like, I think 30 minutes is excessive, but I will accept it. That they just like to take their time in the bathroom and sit and chill. Like, I get that. But what, an hour? An hour is, like, if you are taking an hour to poop, go to a doctor. Because I feel like that is not healthy, okay? You should not be sitting down that long, okay? Humans would not have survived to be domestic as we are if it took us an hour to poop in the woods. No fucking way. There's just, you don't need an hour. Like that, what are you doing? You really cannot be seriously pooping for a straight solid fucking hour. Like, what are you, why? Don't. Go see a doctor. Go. If you haven't had your yearly, like, evaluation, physical, whatever you call it, just a basic health checkup, go fucking do it. And maybe mention, like, hey, it takes me, like, an hour to shit. Is that okay? Because, like, I don't think it is. Anyways, let's continue with the story. I am really stressed at this point because I didn't all the upfront stuff for the movie, like getting water, snacks, and packing medicine for our commute after a very stressful day and a very last minute request on his part. When he arrived, he needs to pee, further delaying us. I suggested we get an Uber, and I end up having to pay because he's broke. When we arrive, we are still quite close to being late, and he decides it's a higher priority to smoke weed to get me to buy him popcorn because he has a discount coupon. I tell him this is not a priority to me as we need to see the beginning of the movie. So he says we'll make it. We wait as he at his request, and lo and behold, we are late for the movie and miss the beginning. At this point, I just start to ignore him, and after the movie ended, I walked out of the theater without saying goodbye or looking back. I am sick of his horrible time management skills and his inability to find a job. He told me that night he didn't get a job because he told the interviewer he couldn't do full-time work for a summer role, and that he's very picky about roles because there absolutely need to be aligned to his college degree. I worked my entire life and am not about above taking a job that isn't in my field if it means I can pay my way. Am I wrong to snap? All right. It really just seems like you guys are at two different places. Like, you are, I don't know if you're in school or not. It kind of sounds like you're not. Just because one, you didn't mention it, but you did mention he's in school. And I don't know. I guess that wouldn't necessarily mean you weren't in school. But, like, I'm trying to read back to say if you were in school. Because you did say what you were doing. And you said that, yeah, you said that you're just busy with work. So, yeah, it doesn't sound like you're in school, and he is. And so, like, it really just seems like you're out ready to do the whole full adult thing. He's still kind of doing his own stuff right now. He's still figuring out. Like, it just sounds like you guys are in two very different places in your life. And, like, I think that's the main issue here. And clearly he doesn't care enough about your time to constantly run on his time. So I don't blame you for ditching him. I don't think you're an asshole on that part. What I do kind of blame you on is that maybe, like, if him not having a job bothered you so much, and granted he's in college, and if his parents are cool with him living with him, living at home and, like, just having him focus on school, like, that's totally fine. I mean, it's really hard to, like, live on your own, have a job, and manage school. That's a lot. And, you know, both of you are still young. He can't afford to do that. Like, he's not pushing, like, 48 and still living at home, going through school and stuff. Even if he was at 48, I wouldn't blame him, because I would be tired all the time. But what I'm saying is, he got plenty of time, and it just seems like you both are not on the same page, and it's been bothering you for a while, and you haven't had the talk. But I can understand, you know, sometimes you don't realize it until something else says it, you know, like, or shines a light on it, I guess. But yeah, I don't think you're the asshole. It's just really, like, sounds like you two are in two different places, and you need to talk and on how you're going to deal with that. Oh, sorry. I went to check on the snowflake, and I woke her up on accident because she's sleeping right now. She's a sleepy girl. What does Reddit say? You are not the asshole. What do the comments say? Not the asshole, but he is. He's not taking you or your feelings into account at all. Yeah. Not the asshole. He doesn't care about you and the relationship. when it comes to just, like, dude had to poop. Yeah, and all of them are just, like, within the same tone of just, like, you know, he's just not where you're at and stuff. Like, if he wants to have the nice, chill lifestyle while he can in school, let him do that. If you're ready to face the world head on, go do that. Alrighty. Next. I think, let's see how long this one takes, and then we'll do one more. Okay, here's another one. Am I the asshole for telling my brother to get a job? Oh-ho-ho. After the one we just listened to, like, let's see about this. Okay. He, 31, male, has never had an adult job. We've both lived privileged lives. He dropped out of college. My parents continue to financially support him, even after he refuses to speak to them. And after joining / leaving the military, he racked up huge debt. Impulse purchases, buying him / his wife new cars without a job, eating out often, paying for his wife's grad school with their credit cards, etc. He went back to school, yet constantly blames the economy for not having a job he feels he deserves. While the job market isn't great, he spends all his free time online gaming and playing victim to this vicious economy. At this point, it's embarrassing for our parents still send him money because he can't take care of himself slash his wife. Am I the asshole for pointing out the fact that he needs to take personal responsibility and get a job? Interesting. This kind of just sounds like a family personal thing. Like, I don't know. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand being frustrated on the whole, like, he needs to get his life in order thing, and, like, I can understand, I guess, like, why that would bother someone, you know, if they had someone in their family like that. But also, it's like, kind of mind your own fucking business. Like, whatever your brother decides to do with his life, that's what he decides to do. If it's not really affecting your own personal life, then don't deal with them. Like, you don't gotta do any of that. And, you know, sometimes it's just like, if you don't want your brother to, like, be getting all up in your business, stay out of his business. Like, I can understand wanting to call him out, but it's also just like, mind your business, I guess. I mean, like, as long as it's not affecting your life and stuff, like, I understand it's like, you care about him. You want him to take responsibility. You want him to, like, go and be an adult and do all those things. Move on to the next chapter of his life. I understand. Like, you want that. You want what you feel is best for him. But sometimes adults are just going to do what adults want to do. And we, as other adults, can't really say much. Unless it is hurting others. Or, like, you are an injured party in whatever they're doing. Like, you really can't. But, this one person, Reddit says, you're the asshole, and what's the why, through the comments. One person kind of asks, like, why do you want to do this? And another person's like, I felt, is this the person respond? Oh, okay. We might get a little more clarification. Because one person asked the question. Oh, where did it go? Okay. Whoa, what are you doing? Sorry, I had to adjust the snowflake. Someone started to slide on my leg, down my legs. Got a little too comfy, huh? So, one person is asking for info. Why do you want to do this? Has someone asked you to do this or is it impacting you? The author of the story, the throwaway account, said, I felt the need to do this because my parents had coddled him his entire life, and I don't want to see them continue to support him in his old age due to his poor life choices. This impacts me because all he wants to do is vent to me about the economy and has this woe is me attitude, which is why I thought to provide a solution. Get a job. The person who asked the question said, you're the asshole. Okay, so it doesn't impact you. Your adults leave him to his own devices. One person did say, not the asshole. If he doesn't want your opinion, then he should stop complaining to you. You don't get to cry that you're broke and don't expect the person you're whining at to not tell you to get a damn job. Next time he starts up with your poor me stuff, tell him if he's looking for sympathy, he came to the wrong person. Okay. Yeah, it seems like everyone else is saying, like, Yeah, he's still the asshole. I would say butthole because, like, I understand the whole, like, I understand, like, he said, I kind of wish you put that in the initial story versus, like, the comments on, like, how it quote-unquote impacts him is that his brother's constantly going to him to be like, oh, the economy is against me and all this stuff and I'm poor and no one takes care of me, even though his parents, as you said, are supporting him. Like, I think what I would do is just be like, hey, let's just talk about something else. Like, tell him that you just don't want to talk about it. You don't necessarily have to be like, well, go get a job. Because, like, he's, like I said before, you're both adults. Let adults do what they want to do. If it's not hurting themselves or others, like, let them be. Like, clearly, if he's fine enough to complain, he's fine. Well, not necessarily fine enough to complain, but, like, if he has means, like, he seems to be fine, if, from what we know, the little information we know. You're super chatty. I think she's telling me she might be over cuddles or she's happy. I'm still trying to figure out her noises. But yeah, it kind of just seems like you're tired of the conversation and you snapped and he got upset. And now you're wondering if you're the asshole. I think you just gotta let him be. And it'd be like, just tell him to talk to you about something else. Like, if you don't want to hear about it, then don't talk to him about it. And just all of that. That's all you gotta do. Let's do one more. We're gonna not do that one because it's a bad job and we want something else. Okay. Am I the asshole for accepting a toy from my friend at an arcade while another girl also wanted it? Okay. I'm 19 female, went with my friend, 19 male, and his three friends. It was my first time meeting them to an arcade. Out of the three friends, only I was a girl, so in the group, it was two girls and three guys. Out of the three friends, only I was a girl, so it was a girl. Okay. So three friends are males. Main friend is a male, so that's four. And then she female. Okay. Out of the three friends, only one was a girl, so in the group, it was two girls and three guys. Where's the other girl coming from? That other girl and my friend had been good friends for ages. Again. Where did she come from? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did she come from? Cutting I, Joe. Anyways. That other girl and my friend have been good friends for ages. I'm not sure how long, but at least since high school. Oh, so they're like freshmen in college then? Yep. Okay. When I only know my friend for 1.5 years since we started college. We were all just playing games and all was great. I was talking to that girl and the other guys, and everyone seemed to be great. Then my friend tried his luck at a claw machine and won a soft toy. He showed it to us, and I was standing the closest to him, and he said, "Look what I got. Who wants it?" And I kind of looked at him, and put my hand out. I didn't grab it or anything, and he gave it to me. I assumed the other girl didn't react much, or he didn't notice if she did. Then the rest of the time there, she was visibly sad and cold with others, I think me especially. And I just gave her the plushie a few times, but she wouldn't put it down. but she wouldn't put it down wherever and not really accept, oh, and would put it down wherever and just not really accept it. The plushie is also a cartoon character, and she said multiple times how much she liked this cartoon and it's her favorite character, showing me pictures of her wearing the merch, etc. I told her that she can have it and I really didn't mind. It seemed like she wanted it more, or it was more important to her because the guy was also her close friend. She never accepted it, but then as we won more tickets, we save all of them to get up a plushie for her, and she was visibly happier after that, but still gave me the cold shoulder. Am I the asshole? Oh my gosh. Oh, to be young and in love again. No, you're not the asshole. She is. Like, if she wanted it, she should have said something. And it's really, I highly doubt it's actually about the plushie. It's probably more the guy than the plushie. Like, as much, I'm not saying, it seems like the reason why she was super upset wasn't, some girls like to, like, you know, find signs and meanings and things, and like, I'm sure it would have meant a lot to her if this guy that she knew since high school gave her a plushie that just happened to be this cartoon that she really likes. And it would mean even more if she had a crush on him. So it seems, and that was sweet of you all to like save up your tickets and get her own plushie and stuff. But like, I think she was more salty that the friend gave you the plushie and not her. Not necessarily that was a plushie that she liked, even though she did. That probably just kind of like made it stung even more. But like, I'm pretty sure she has some feelings for the young man. And yeah, I think this is a good stopping place. Oh, before we do that, let's see. Reddit says, not the asshole. And what do the comments say? One says, not the asshole. Sounds like she might have a little crush on the guy friend and felt slighted when he gave you the plushie. See? Someone else is thinking the same way as me. Yep, another person said she wasn't upset about not having the plushie. She was upset he didn't give it to her. You didn't do anything wrong. See? Yeah. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks that way. Okay. But yeah, that is some Am I the Asshole stories. Woo! And we're gonna put a stop there. But thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I do find these fun and it's nice to bring them back a little bit more. But also I want to get back into research and get some really good episodes out for you guys and hopefully have some guests on the show. But let's see where this year takes us. Hopefully all good things, but as always, thank you so much for listening to the show. Please go rate, like, share the podcast with anyone you think who would enjoy it. Also follow it on Instagram. You can leave me recommendations on what to talk about on the show and stuff, what drinks to try on the show. And yeah, hope to hear from you guys. And as always, drink responsibly and have a drink with me next time. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.